Blog Talk Radio.
A new
clear direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
conocen. Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God. What a way to finish up the week. Glory to God, our wonderful God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is involved in our lives. That He does what He says. He keeps His word and His promises, and that His very nature and character, that they move through us, and that what He has called us to do, and the Lord answers. because he loves us. There's a testimony from Sis Jeanette and her grandson Logan. The Lord has lifted it up and healed them, and they are well. Praise the name of the Lord that she's back to be able to worship and praise the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We're thankful for that. Other than the week, I've got a chance to listen to one of the ministries that we support, Kyle Comel, where they're on Mount Carmel. The church is on Mount Carmel, you know, the one where Elijah faced the Baal prophet and the great victory of God. There's a messianic church there. And brothers and sisters, the service worship was over like 2 hours, and I only got halfway through, and they were still worshiping the Lord. And it was amazing. They were getting songs, and they were singing songs from the Word of God, and the Spirit was moving. Revelation was coming that the Lord is about ready to deliver Israel. He is about ready to intervene. Glory to the name, and be prepared, the Lord is saying. And that talking about one guy had a prophetic word of like people stuck in mud up to their waist. And that mud was tradition and the things of men and the things of the devil, doctrines that you need to be set free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed, Yeshua. It was powerful. It's Har Kamel and beautiful. I mean, like I said, they went for an hour praising the Lord and still were praising. Somewhere there, I would think there would be and sometimes there was a stop or the music be playing and there'd be words from the Lord. Even by what was going on outside would point to what God was doing. They was getting rain. They usually don't get much rain, but they was getting rain, and they sensed it was something the Lord was saying, that he's poured his Spirit out. So that was powerful. Hallelujah. And that had a tremendous, you know, week and opportunity of worship and praise. You know, we're going to focus on that, like the good things that God doing. There's so much of the other stuff going on, but we know what's going on. But focus on the things of the Lord and what he's doing. And that we rejoice that we're still here. God has a purpose and a reason. But understand this, one day at a time. And that we are, you know, not here, then we're in the presence of the Lord forever. But when we're in here, he's still with us. And that still that day is coming when he's coming to take us home. But understand, you face one day at a time. That's what the Lord said. That's all you can handle. And that we understand and be grateful. Amen. That's good, sis. Yeah, we've been having good rain and just soaking. I think this morning was like a picture of how he used to water the world. It just, you know, humidity. Well, you know, we have what we call humidity, but just the water. And it was so much. It just overcame the plants and the grass. And it just watered it, you know, gently, really. And I believe that's how it was before rain came. So praise God that the Lord is blessing. He hears our prayers, and he answers. That's what I'm trying to say. And he answers because he loves it. And never think that he doesn't, and that he's not concerned about you, concerned about your family, your children, your friends. Let me tell you something. As a believer, the circle of people in your life, they're blessed because they're around you. Because in God's presence, there is blessing. Yes, there is admonishment and there is conviction, but there is blessing. There is protection. I mean, the more things you hear, the more you're hearing about the snake bite and all and how it's starting to affect young people and all others, percentage of different other kind of diseases thing are rising up, a reason people are passing because it tears down your immune system. And then you have no way to stand. But we do not depend on the natural thing. God is greater than the supernatural. And that's more powerful. So, yes, it is good. And it's good to be here and be focusing on the Lord and what he, who he is and what he's doing, and excited. Because, it's like, yes, like you said, sis, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Absent from the body is the presence of the Lord. For in him we have, we live and move and have our being. Amen, sis. Our real selves. And when we get this new body and resurrected and glorified, we'll be complete. As we walk by faith, in the eyes of the Father, he sees Jesus. Can you think about, understand that talks about his grand master work, that you are his grand master work, because it's done through his Son. And it's received from the Father for what Jesus has done in our life. Absolutely amazing. And you have much to rejoice and be thankful for. And that we can come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we've been coming together for a while, you know. Today was the birthday of the other ministry that God raised up, John 17:17. When I, when the Lord shut the door at Sam's Club and told me to go to full service ministry, and I praise his name. It's been started in 2018 when I got out of Sam's and was here in Dublin, so we thank the Lord. Lives have been touched. And lives have been changed because of who Christ is and people sanctified in the truth. Very powerful in the Word of God when you start taking it line by one, line, chapter by chapter, you know, verse by verse, line by line, paragraph and chapter, and you see the truth and the revelation of who God is, and the Spirit reveals who our God and Savior is in our lives. It's so amazing. 2 Corinthians 4:8-8. We are pressured in every way, hedged in, not crushed or perplexed, unsure of finding a way out, but not driven to despair, hunted and persecuted, but not deserted, to stand alone, struck down, but never destroyed. And in that place, thank you for that word, sis, is that that would be the enemy coming after us. Amen. Praise God, sis. I'm grateful for the Lord and what he's done there, and the lives have been touched. And then it had spread, like Sis Connie puts it up at Apple. Other brothers and sisters are letting me go to their groups in Facebook, and lives are being touched there. God, you know, he's amazing. He makes a way. He opens the doors. We just sometimes need to just sit back and say, go, Lord, go. Hallelujah. But anyway, it's been good. And praise God, a simple testimony, but how much God likes, I mean, that's in part of our lives, from the big things to the little things. Today, Sis Brenda wanted to give pictures out for Christmas. And, you know, you don't have to go to a photographer, professional, or anything like that these days. With the technology, we can do it ourselves and get it done and get it printed, whatever, over online. It's amazing. Or, at the, or you know, stores. But anyway, we went out, and in the morning, I told you it was rainy and misty and yucky in a sense, or, you know, misty and no sun shining, wind blowing. And at breakfast time, I prayed and asked the Lord that he would stop the rain and the sun would come out and the clouds would part. Well, brothers and sisters, when we was getting ready to go and go do our pictures around here near our area, the sun broke through. The rain, the water stopped coming down, the clouds parted, and the sun came out. So the Lord, he cares about the things that are special to us, that we pray that we bless others, and, you know, something like that. So anyway, it's powerful. And then the other thing I can say that's a good testimony is what's going on at our little church as the Lord is moving and touching life. Many people that have been beaten down by this world, beaten down by religion, in tradition, that they have found freedom in Christ by the mighty Holy Spirit and the word spoken and the word taught. And I can tell to Sis Jeanette and Sis Connie that we have a connection. We have family that is out from Santa Barbara or Long Beach, I think Santa Barbara. And they have family, and now they're here, our brother. Brother Anthony and Cindy, y'all prayed for Anthony already. He's doing much better with his healing of, doing much better with diabetes and their direction. They have come to be part of our church, and now they have their daughter and a son and their spouses and their families, and they're here from California, so we welcome them, and we got a connection. And praise God that how God does things. And now they're becoming part of the church, and we had the privilege to take them to the airport for Thanksgiving. And me and Pastor Vic yesterday had the privilege of Wednesday, we had the privilege of picking them up and having that fellowship and getting to know them. And that's been good that God's made a way. I can tell you one thing. Anybody thinks that retiring, like from regular work, is going to be just laid back and do nothing? Uh-uh. No, the Lord has you even busier. The Lord has other things to do that he has. And praise God to bless others. And just make yourself available, and the Lord will use us. So we're making it through by the strength of God, that's for sure, because he's kept us busy. But at one time, I wouldn't do nothing like that, but the Lord's changed me that I'm supposed to be there. Here's young couples. They're just coming to our church. We got to show them we care and we love, and that we are to be, we are to be family, just like we are here family. And we here care about each other. We pray for each other and concern for one another, what's going on in your lives and what we can do, or give, ideas or direction, and to encourage one another. That's what it's about. It's about we were decorating the church, and it was about, kids and family all involved together and enjoying the time and fellowship and worshiping the Lord and singing carols and things like that. And we're praying about that. We're thinking about we're going to go out and sing carols. That's cool. The youth and us, or the youth at least, are going to go out. And I don't know many people do that anymore, but they sure seem like the Lord is bringing that up. But anyway, hallelujah. So that's good, to focus on what God's doing. And then everything about what's going on in the world is, finite compared to the Lord. It really is. It's a lot of, there's terrible things. The people I listen to a couple of, I listen to a group that he's a trucker and his wife, and they were at a Home Depot where she was getting her stuff, and a guy with a cart with a couple of grills on it and a big bag full of tools was up there toward the front, and he kept, moving forward, and the cashier, the young man, called out. And the man took off. He took out the door with those two barbecues and the tools, and they they're shocked. And I'm going, why be shocked? I mean, this is the nature of man, and it's coming to be more of that. They're not concerned, or of course, in retail they'll tell you don't confront them. It ain't worth your life, because there's people been hurt or killed over trying to stop robbers or thieves or whatever. And at a retail, you're not called. I mean, there's nothing that, a physical thing or merchandise is anything worth your life. But it just tells you how people are, and even how they're making the rules and the kind of things they're doing in this country that's bringing this. But the Lord watches over us, and he protects us. I know, I'm sure y'all heard about the marriage thing they pushed. They're just bringing on more God's judgment. Oh, yeah, there's one. This, you got to hear this today. What Biden's name means in Hebrew. Do you know what Biden's name in Hebrew means? Judgment. And you know what Harris's name means in Hebrew? Destruction. Judgment and destruction for a nation who's turned away from the living God. And like I told you, we announced and proclaimed when we went to the capitals and said, repent, or judgment's coming. Well, it's here. It's on the nation, but it's not on us as believers, because Christ took it at the cross. Brother David Reagan been doing a prophecy in the news, and he's been a minister. He calls it remittal remittable judgment. They're not God's major judgment like in tribulation. In the tribulation, this is remittable of getting nations' attention. And they keep messing with Israel and things, and these kind of things are going to happen. And sit there and put up, yeah, Harris will destroy it. Yep, that's right. That's right, brother, yeah. And even there's another word for what COVID means, and it's backwards. Of course, that's some of the stuff the enemy does, but unbelievable when you start seeing the things God's revealing. But like you say, to wake people up instead of woke, right, sis? Yeah, to wake people up instead of woke. He's gonna take down everything that people depend upon in worship, everything that they think sustains them, because he loves them. And he knows he's the answer. And they do not have the answer if they're dependent upon religion, government, or themselves. They need Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Christ. And we know that very clear. And that's the message we have. And this is what they need to know. And they need to know that it is such love that God has, that he would give his only son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. And the Lord's made it available. He's made it possible for every one of his children to come to Jesus. He didn't want to leave them in the hands of the devil. He had a plan right from the start. And then he came to the son and told him, son, go, commanded, said, go, rescue my children. I don't want them in that evil one's hands. I want them on me. And you've got to do it. Because Adam and Eve failed. And he did. He did. Praise God. Oh, I'm sure you would, sis. Yeah, I'm sure you love singing, love caroling. I know you're going to share some those kind of songs tonight. Hallelujah. As we celebrate, the Savior has come. And the Savior came so that we could have salvation in life. And that it goes in, yes, everybody focus on that the newborn babe is born, but he was born to grow up, bear witness of the truth, and become a sacrifice for our sin. Praise his name. All right, well, glory to God. Let's get started tonight. Yeah, well, that's probably too, brother. It's very possible that could happen, and hopefully that we'll be flying away before all that happens, but we'll put that all in him. But we'll leave that all in God's hands. He's the one who raises and lowers leaders. And there's a purpose in, you know, all of it, because mainly of turning away from God, it's leading to the tribulation for sure. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you and praise you this morning, Lord. Let's praise you this evening, Lord. And we're very grateful we could come together and that we can fellowship and what we rejoice of who you are and what you're doing in our lives. And we know, Lord, you're in total control, even as such craziness is going on in the world. But you predicted, you prophesied that it would, because you know the nature of man. You know the nature of the devil. But your light so shines. Keep shining bright all over different parts of the world, Lord. Very grateful that the light's shining here where we're at, here at the Lord's Tower, and that people's lives can be touched, lives can be changed, people can be saved, can be delivered and healed. Because that's what you came to do, Lord. You came to rectify. You came to destroy the works of the devil. Glory to God. And to give us the new life and character and nature of God. Oh, we're grateful, Lord. We're grateful you've made us who we are. Lord, we pray now that we're guided by the Holy Spirit. And let the anointing flow, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that we focus on you and your word and this encouraging message. As you keep telling us, I'm coming. I'm going to rescue you. I rescue you from the devil. I rescue you from your flesh. And I'm going to rescue you out of this lost, dying world. Yes, Lord Jesus. We leave it in your hands. And we thank you again for this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, sis. See, that's a witness, too. If you're singing carols about Christ and him coming and the newborn, that's a testimony. That's a witness. A smile, you know, a good word. I had a young lady talking about all the surveillance at Dollar Tree, and I'd start sharing. Well, this has been prophesied and predicted in the Word of God. this is going to happen. Jesus is coming. You need to make sure you're right with him. So God is making a way. Yeah, it could be a word. It could be kindness. Yes, that's good, sis. Yeah, sing the carols. Praise God. All right. All right. Well, praise God. First, we'll start out with the word for this song tonight. And it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3. But if anyone loves God with all filled reverence, obedience, and gratitude, he is known by him as his very own and is greatly loved. Now, as you see that, does that tell you it's relationship? Oh, yes, it does. Does that tell you that God knows your heart truly? Yes, he does. And what we are to do is show him gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Make a way, Lord. Worship you. For you are worthy. Oh, my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as often do, but every song must end, and you never do. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Throw up my hands and praise you again and again. Because all I have is this hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but all and nothing is fit for a king. Except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. From your heart. Got to be real. Every response. I've got one of moon with my arms stretched wide. I will worship you. Oh, I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. Cause all I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king. Just a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of our song. Get up and praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my soul, oh, you don't get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul, and don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Hey. divine. Oh, that we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. Cause all I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not mine, there's nothing else fit for a king. And for the singing of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, oh. Praise the Lord. Oh, 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 praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, oh, oh.
Amen, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh. 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 Praise the Lord. So. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. But you got a line inside of our song. Get up and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. But you got a line inside of our song. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, 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 oh.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Oh, oh,
amen. Hallelujah.
So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. All I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's not much, but as all nothing else fit for a king, except for our hearts singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That all court makes noise.
Amen. Praise God. I saw that Sister Connie and Sister Jeanette talking about that. And like, yes, it brings you back kids' memory of out in the country going from house to house, but riding in a hay ride and hot cocoa and going to the houses and the grandmas and moms and aunts, they'd all, you know, give us all kind of goodies. And in the city was going from apartments and things. But, yeah, it's always good to remind the people of the joy of the season. The Savior has come. It's very exciting. And praise God that make a way that sing the carols. My daughter loves the carols too, for sure. But, yeah, I love the carols and the beautiful messages in them too, the songs, but the messages and how they have touched people's lives. It's awesome. Amen. All right, sis. You're going to start it off with some tonight. Praise God. Some wonderful carols. Glory to God. We'll let Sis Jeanette come, and I'm sure she's ready to sing and praise the Lord. She was out for a few where she couldn't because of the stuff that was causing her problems. The Lord healed her and made her well, re-strengthened her. I mean, okay, sis, praise God. So, yeah, that's a wonderful thing that we've all got to experience. Pray we, you know, our children too, and pass it on as long as we can, right? Well, hello, sis. Welcome back.
Thank you, brother. Shalom.
Oh, you sound wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God is good.
He does it right. Amen. Well, amen. Praise God, sis. You want continue and start off this wonderful season with some carols that God's put on your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Ooh.
Praise God. He's coming. As you've seen the start of that song, so for all creation, well, that's what we're seeing now. The Lord gave me, and I know many of y'all know the scripture, but Romans 8 says what's going on right now. And what the earth, why the earth is doing what it's doing, why we're seeing all the things that are happening, because the word of God is going to come forth. And the creation that God created wants to see the sons and daughters of God revealed. Praise God.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Well, bless you, sis. Thank you. Thank you for sharing and getting us started in this wonderful season of celebration and God's greatest gift, his son, Jesus.
Amen.
And we'll get back to you at the end of the service with another wonderful song, a carol, pointing to the glorious coming of our Lord. All right. Bless you.
Amen. Bless you too, brother. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. Bless you. All right. Praise God. As she's coming in, brothers and sisters, I'll wait to her because I want to share the scripture that the Lord wants me to share with you to give you an indication where we're at in this time and why we're seeing all the volcanoes, why we're seeing all the earthquakes, why we're seeing all the weather increasing and more violent and more powerful. And it's like the Lord talked about, it'd be birth pains, and they are increasing as we live and go each day. All right, praise God, she's here. So I go to Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. And this is what the Word of God is saying to us for such a time as we live. As God's Word is coming forth, and God is speaking through His Son, Jesus, in the days we live. For I consider, from the standpoint of faith, that the sufferings of this present life are not worthy to be compared to what the glory is about to reveal to us and in us. To us and in us. That you're going to burst forth like Christ, resurrected and glorified, hallelujah. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the grave, the same life, character, nature, and power lives in us. Isn't that powerful? What a day that's going to be, the day of redemption, the resurrection rapture. Oh, it's not going to be like a day that we've ever seen. For even the whole creation, all nature, waits eagerly for the children of God to be revealed. Brothers and sisters, that's you and me. For the creation was subjugated to frustration and futility, not willingly, because of some intentional fault of its part. No, no, we opened the door for, Adam and Eve did, but the rest of us opened the door for sin and the curse of it. But the will of him who subjugated it in hope. And God let it happen. And in hope. Why? In hope that the creation itself will also be freed from its bondage to decay and gain entrance into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Because God is going to make a new heaven and new earth. For we know that the whole creation has been moaning together as in the pains of childbirth until now. All this time. But as we go by each day, they're getting closer. And if anybody knows that does have children, especially ladies, that mothers, that they get more intense and they get closer as the baby's coming. And not only this, the Holy Spirit goes on through Paul, not only this, but we too, who had the first fruits of the Spirit, oh glory to God, a joyful indication of blessings to come. Thank you, Jesus. Even we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the sign of the adoptions as sons and daughters. And what is that? The redemption and the transformation of our body at the resurrection. Oh, glory to God. See, the Lord is letting us know where we're at and saying, it's okay. Hang in there. I am coming. I keep my word and my promises, and this is happening and preparing, and it's going to totally happen. What a day that will be. So rejoice, brothers and sisters. We will experience it. Those who are dead in Christ will rise, and those who are alive and remain. And that Jesus is going into the message, as the Lord's putting his stamp on it. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Rescuer. The Lord wants a word of encouragement tonight to his children, to his sons and daughters, to us, the servants of the Lord here still in this earth. Glory to his name. Shalom, brothers and sisters, grace, mercy, and love from our God and Father of heaven and the Son of God and our Savior Jesus Christ and the Spirit of life and truth, the Holy Spirit. And you have no life. Without the Spirit of God, you have no life without the truth of God, the wisdom, the revelation of God, Jesus Christ. Not the real life, not the life that your Creator intended for each and every one of us. Well, brothers and sisters, this day, at this time, the Lord Jesus wants us all to know this and believe this because of his word, the living word of God, Jesus Christ. This has been promised to all who believe and trust in him. Amen. He is by our evidence and proof to be our Savior and Rescuer. Amen. This last week, there has been so many confirmations that the Lord Jesus has been showing me from his word going through songs to sing of praise people are singing. Amen. So the Lord Jesus was clear about what message he wants us to hear and know. Amen. I would say the other part of this is this. Well, let's look. God's word, God's promise, and hallelujah, this day is coming. 1 Thessalonians 4, 14 through 18, glory to God. Be encouraged and know this wonderful day is coming. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, as in fact he did, even so God, in the same way, by raising them from the dead, will bring him those believers who have fallen asleep in Jesus. Do you see the key here? It is that ye who believe that Jesus died and rose again, as in fact he did. That's the key. To believe in Jesus. To believe him and to believe the word and to believe who he is and what he's done in our life. And that we know that he is victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And that he'll raise us up because he's greater than death. He is the resurrection and life. First, it will be the ones that have fallen asleep because God's greater than death. It's just not death because God's greater. And then it will be those who are alive and remain. But we say this to you by the Lord's own word, that we are still alive. Those who are still alive and remain until the coming of the Lord, a revelation from the Lord was given, will in no way proceed into his presence those believers that have fallen asleep in death. For the Lord himself, he's going to be here personally. That's how much he loves us. We'll come down from heaven with the shout of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God, not the angels, but God himself. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Hallelujah. And you see the key, dead in Christ. That's the only ones who will rise, ones who believe and trusted in Jesus, not in themselves, not in religion. Not in nothing else but Christ. Then we who are alive and remain on the earth will simultaneously be caught up, raptured together with them. Oh, we going up all in unity, right? The resurrected ones in the clouds. We going in the clouds. What are we going to do? We're going to meet the Lord in the air. And so we'll always be with the Lord. That should give you great comfort. And then, as a Spirit-inspired Apostle Paul, that's what he said. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with believers. Oh, what a family reunion that's going to be, huh? Who have died. He was giving them encouragement about people who have passed. They were concerned. They didn't know. But he showed them. He told them. Jesus told us. When he raised Lazarus, that he is the resurrection life. Death is not greater than Christ. Oh, hallelujah, he's greater than death. God is greater than death. He's a God of life. Seems like all the other gods are gods of death. Not Jesus, he's greater than that. Amen, hallelujah. The greatest rescue this world has ever seen. The key for us today, what the Lord Jesus is saying to us right now is this. Therefore, because of what is spoken in this book and chapter, the truth of God's word and his promises. Comfort and encourage one another with these words. Amen? To know this day is coming quickly, that this day is upon us now, as the Lord Jesus has been showing me over and over about his rescue, his coming for us, his church, his glorious bride, who have made themselves ready in themselves? No. In their works and traditions of the flesh? No. Any kind of man-made religion or Satan influence in this world? No. We are made ready because of our faith and belief in the one who can only make this happen, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So this should be a good word of encouragement tonight. Amen? Thank you, Lord. We do like when you encourage us as well as you admonish us too, and what we all need. The definition of rescue. This is the definition of rescue. To free or deliver from confinement, danger, or difficulty. Christ has done that already at the cross and grave as we were rescued and set free from Satan. That we were freed and rescued from the nature of sin and the curse of it and all the rotten fruit from it that is under the blood of Jesus, that you have been freed. The chains have been broken. The prison doors have been opened. You're out of the kingdom of darkness, and you come into the kingdom of light, marvelous light of the Lord, that you're out of, to deliver you from confinement and addiction and sickness and pain, from danger and difficulty. The Lord has done it. Praise God. So to free and deliver from these, from three things. Not just physically, but clearly spiritually. That's the big one. Number one, confinement. Being in the kingdom of darkness and death, Jesus Christ has set us free from that. Hallelujah. Who the Son sets free, it's free indeed. Amen. Number two, danger. Well, there is danger all around us in this world, it seems like more and more, from the internet and social platforms to the places on the street, everyday life these days. Amen? Understanding that, Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against us, whatever it is, from the enemy, from witchcraft, from anything of the enemy, or somebody influenced by the enemy and doing bad things in their flesh, no weapon formed against us will what? Prosper. It will not come to what it was intended to do because God is greater. His word is greater than any weapon that man, any kind of weapon man has. God is greater. Remember, he has all his angels available for us, and they're encamped around us, and they watch over you as you live in your home, on your land, or when you're driving, or you're working. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Our Savior has promised us, I will never leave you or forsake you. I have my angels watching over you. You have the armor of light I have given you through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And number three, difficulty. The greatest difficulty that all people face is death, sin, and sin. And praise God, Jesus Christ has taken care of that. Amen. Taking care of it. Amen. So now by God's word of truth. Amen. Exodus 3, verse 8. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand and the power of the Egyptians. Who? Moses? The armies of Israel? No. The Lord God himself, for I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and bring them up from that land to a land that is good and spacious, to a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty, to a place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, Hephites, and the Jebusites. And they were more focused on the scene, of course. The Holy Spirit hadn't come. It was only mainly for the, at that time, for anointing of the prophets and the kings and like Moses and others. It was not on all people. So you can see that, but this is what the truth of the word is, believing in God. And you can see that you think, well, it's got these people there, but God has said, I'm doing it. You got to believe and trust him, not what we see. And then this is the type and shadow of the world. And like the kingdom of darkness and Satan, that he's come down by the power, he's come down to rescue us from the hand power of the devil. Praise God. He's the only one who can. So the Lord came down from heaven personally to rescue them, the Israelites, his people, from the hand and the power of the Egyptians. Amen. very clear message to us, all who believe and trust in Jesus, that he came down to us to rescue us and deliver us and free us and save us from the fallen one, Satan, and even the nature we have from him, which is sin and death. Amen? That is good news. Understand and know this. We had no way at all to do this in ourselves or any religious ritual. Never will be accepted by God. Has to be perfect. Nobody's been perfect and righteous and holy and pure blood but his son, Jesus. That's what's required. Amen? To overcome and break the power that Satan had over us, all of us, we needed a Savior and rescuer, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. It says only Jesus. Only Jesus. Exodus 6, verse 6. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will free you from their bondage, and I will redeem and rescue you with an outstretched, vigorous, powerful arm and with great acts of judgment against Egypt. So the Lord God, our Savior and King, now was going to free the children of Israel and rescue them from two things. Number one, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Amen? This is a clear picture what Christ has done for all of us who believe in him. I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the world. Hallelujah. But this is not our home anymore. Our home is in heaven. Now, as we have been transformed, we're like Christ, that we are messengers and servants, letting the witness and light shine to others to come to know him and join us when the Lord comes for us and taking us all out of here. Number two, I will free you from bondage. Oh, yeah. Amen. So as it was for the children of Israel, how much more for us? Much more. This is being set free from sin, death, and hell forever. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So how was the Lord God going to do this? So how was the Lord God going to do this? Number one, I will redeem you and rescue you. He will redeem us, brothers and sisters. Nothing of ourselves, because we can. Only he can and has done. Amen? Number two, with vigorous, powerful arm, showing his power and love for them. But how much more for us who believe and trust him now. Amen? For us. His stretched out both of his vigorous and powerful arms with nails driven into his hands and feet so that we can be redeemed and rescued too. Because we most definitely have to be in Christ. Amen? He's the only one. No other way you can be rescued. No way you can have peace or hope or life. Only through Christ. Number three, by great acts of judgment against Egypt. So praise God. He has truly done the same for us against our mortal and spiritual enemy, Satan. Amen. He has broken his power, influence, and control over us. He, Jesus Christ, has rescued us, redeemed us, and saved us from the fallen one and from the nature of sin, death, and hell. Amen. Glory to God. That's something to be shouting about. That's something to know what true freedom is. 1 Samuel 10, verse 18. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 18. And he said to Israel, thus says the Lord God, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, we'll say that, as it says, it was I who brought Israel up from Egypt, and I rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians and from all the kingdoms that were oppressing you. I will rescue you from your sin, death, and Satan. Amen. This is what the Lord Jesus has done and will keep doing until we're out of this world. Amen? But who else? But who else? From all the kingdoms that were oppressing us. Who is this, brothers and sisters? It is our oppressive controlling government? I would say yes, as part of this world. Is it our oppressive religious system? I would say yes. But all these things and people that do this are controlled and influenced by the nature they have from Satan. Amen. So the biggest of these oppressive kingdoms are of darkness. Let's look. You know, before I move on, you think about when the Jews confronted Jesus. They were talking about Moses. Are you greater than Moses? Moses was just a servant. Moses was just a vessel of God. Just a mere man anointed by the Lord. And he used it. But who rescued the Israelites out of Egypt? God did. But they were trying to tell Jesus about, well, we have Moses. We have Abraham. Well, there was somebody greater than both of those men standing before them. It's very interesting how people sort of lean toward men for some reason. And Christ was fully man and God. So he's greater than any man. Ephesians 6:12. Now here's the real enemy. Now you want to see and you hear about some of these terrible things people are doing? You understand that it's from the enemy and controlled and have the nature and the way that they do things, the terrible things they do, if somebody, as a believer in Christ, stand up to them by the word of God in the name of Jesus' blood, you can stop this mess. But we know it's going to happen because not many are in that place. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Too many people think it is. That's why they buy weapons and all kinds of stuff. Contending only with physical opponents, but against rulers, against powers, and against the world forces of this present darkness. You see, you're not coming up against the little imps, as they call, like little demons. You're against the hierarchy of hell. And the reason you are, because the Lord knows you can handle it through him, because he's greater and more powerful than they are. Against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly supernatural places. But you have the authority and power of the righteous and truth and the power of Almighty God, his spirit, that's greater than anything of this world and world system and the devil. It's people realizing that. Now, here is where the oppression truly comes from. Amen? What does the Lord Jesus say to us about this? That he has delivered us and saved us and rescued us from them forever. Amen. Hallelujah. As it talks about that greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. And in that same chapter and paragraph, it's from you've been delivered from the Antichrist spirit, that you're not misled and guided to believe the lie, but you believe the truth through Jesus. Ain't that powerful? Oh, how important it is to have Jesus in your life personally. So we are seeing the Lord's rescue. Being our rescuer starts with being rescued from Satan and sin and death, and then ongoing against the cohort of Satan. Amen. So why in our lives now? Because Jesus wants Satan and all the hordes of hell to know he has done this, and that they cannot do anything about it anymore except to harass us. And Jesus said, it is finished. Jesus. It is finished, the Lord said. It is finished. Glory to God. First Chronicles 16:35. Glory to the Lord. They say, save us, O God, of our salvation. Gather us together and rescue us from the nation, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. So as the Israelites did here, we should all do the same, as our God and Savior Jesus Christ will do when he comes for us. Gather us together to meet him in the air and rescue us from this evil, wicked world system of hell. Amen. Glory to God. What a glorious day that will be. Excuse me. Let me get a drink. As we know this and comfort one another with these words, what should be rising in your heart? What should be rising in your heart? That we give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Romans 4, 7 through 8, as the Lord reveals more of his word. Blessed and happy and favored are those lawless acts have been forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. By the power of the blood and the mighty Holy Spirit, whose sins have been covered up and completely buried. Hallelujah. To live is Christ and to die is gain. I am crucified with Christ. The Lord took all that sin and all that lawless acts and all to the grave. And he rose up victorious to new life. Blessed, happy, and favored is a man whose sin the Lord will not take into account nor charge against him. Your slate is clean before the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. That's so exciting. That's why you have peace. That's why you have hope. And no, it's not dependent upon us except to believe and trust him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that word, sis. Praise God. As we know this and comfort one another with these words, what should be rising in our heart? That we give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Job 6, verse 23. Rescue me from the adversary's hand. That's Job. He's crying out to the Lord. Who's the adversary in the word of God? Oh, or redeem me from the hand of the tyrant. We just read about the principalities and powers in darkness, in dark kingdom. Oh, yeah. There's a spiritual world. And I was listening to a testimony of a man that was a high witch or high wizard, whatever you want to call him, in witchcraft. And he's come to Jesus now. But he told what the devil wants to do. You as believers, he knows he can't keep you. He can't put you in a place to go to hell. So he's trying to keep you silent. He's trying to keep your light from shining and being a witness. He tries to make you miserable. But at the same time, in that, God is making us grow and mature and understand we depend upon him, that we do what he's told us to be able to stand up to the enemy. Now, he talked about that he would do conjuring and witchcraft and different crazy things, but it's real. That supposedly he even had a place where the devil came into his place. And it was interesting. He was talking about like the devil wanted. He wanted to be worshipped, but he was saying he was lonely, and he wanted, you know, to have fellowship. You know, it was really crazy, but, you know, in an evil way, of course. But the one thing he said is that when there was believers praying, he couldn't do nothing. And that's when the believers were lifting up the name of Jesus and praying for the applied blood of Jesus over the people or neighborhood, they could do nothing. That's why it's so important to be praying. So important to be praying. And lift up the name of Jesus, and by the power of the blood, the enemy cannot stand. He knows he is finished. He knows he is defeated, and he has to walk away because the presence of the Lord and your light shines bright. Isn't that awesome? That's what he was saying. He said so many believers need to know the truth. They need to get into God's word and know they have the victory. They don't have to live where they're beaten down and doing things because they don't know the truth. They have grown in the Lord. It was pretty powerful. So the adversary, or redeem me from the hand of the tyrant. Amen. That we should be praying the same thing for such a time as this. Amen. And hallelujah, we have the Holy Spirit living in us. What a glorious time we're living. Thank God for the time we're living. I'm telling you. Compared to the Old Testament, God has done something much greater. He's come personally in our lives, and that's what he wants. He showed up. Oh, hallelujah. He showed up. He's here every day. Job 36, verse 15. He rescues the afflicted in their affliction. In their affliction. And he opens the ears so that they pay attention to his voice. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord, open your ears and open the eyes. Anybody that the enemy is blind, I pray in the name of Jesus, open them, Lord, so they can see and know the truth and they can be set free and saved and healed and delivered. Oh, glory to God, Lord. In times of oppression, we pray against the spirit of oppression. You know, the other thing that guy said, there is a spirit behind almost everything that's evil. Everything from prostitution, or everything from drugs, everything about pride and lust. There's spirit. There's principalities and power. And that's who Paul said we come up against. And when the Lord gives you discernment, pray against it. He'll reveal it. Enemy can't hide. He can be in darkness all he wants. The light comes in and he reveals. You pray as the Lord shows you and leads you. And that you are a prayer warrior. You're involved. Oh, hallelujah. I pray we all listen to his voice. The one who said, my sheep, my children know my voice. We better know his voice in the times we live. Amen. Number one. He rescues the afflicted in their affliction. Amen. I pray, Lord, that you would move. Anybody that's afflicted, that's in addiction, you break it, Lord, in the name of Jesus and by the power of your blood. And that you are the one who come to heal the afflicted. We pray that in the name of Jesus. Number two, he opens the ears so that they pay attention to his voice in times of oppression. I pray those that are in depression, oppression, to feel like they're in chains or in prison or in darkness, that you open their eyes and open the ears so they can hear you, Lord. Call into them and come into the light in Jesus' mighty name. Be still. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Amen. Some people need to be stopped. Some people need to shut down all the electronics and things. You know, Brother Breaker was showing that, talks about that all these devices. Well, that's one of the words in the Bible, that the devil would be devices. Isn't it funny that we call all these electronic things devices? So you understand where the technology and all is coming from. But see, God is greater. He can still use what the enemy means for bad. God uses it for good. Psalm 6, verse 14. Return, O Lord, rescue my soul. Save me because of your unfailing, steadfast love and mercy. Here is King David, or David, reminding the Lord, this is who you are, Lord, and we need this. We need you. We need this in our life. And he has, and he will. Why does the Lord, our God and Creator, save us or redeem us or even rescue us? Why? Why is the main reason? Because of his unfailing, steadfast love and mercy. Oh, that God loves us. He knows what we're facing. He knows what we're going through until we have a resurrected and glorified body. And he became a man and faced everything we did so he can identify with us. That's how much he's a true God, and he wants a relationship with us. Most other religions, and especially like Islam and all, they don't have a place that he wants a relationship with them. He just wants them to work. He just wants them to be far and do what I say and steal, kill, and destroy. God of mercy. The other kinds of any man-made stuff, because it's their nature. Only the Lord does this truly. Psalm 7, verse 1. The Lord implored to defend the psalmist against. This is probably the caption. I don't think this is the scripture. The Lord implored to defend the psalmist against the wicked. Okay? Hallelujah. This is a second. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. Hang on, brother, sister. Find out where I'm at here. Yeah. Okay. There it is. All right, Lord. Amen. All right. The Ode of David, perhaps in a wild, irregular, enthusiastic strain, which he sang to the Lord concerning the word of Cush and the Benjamin. And this is what he said. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. Save me and rescue me from all those who pursue me. Who are you trusting in today? Who are you looking to for refuge and to save you and rescue you? Oh, Lord, my God, in you, number one, I take refuge. Amen, in Jesus. Number two, that you have saved me. Oh, praise God, our Savior, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. And number three, rescued us from all who pursued us, all the hordes of hell and Satan pursuing you. The Lord has rescued us. Hallelujah. And as they're coming against the church and the bride in these times, he's going to rescue us out of here too, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen. Psalm 18, verse 2. Listen to what the Lord is to us. The Lord is my rock, a sure foundation, right? My fortress, oh, hallelujah, you're protected and guarded. And the one who rescues me, amen. My God, my rock and strength, in whom I trust and take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, the one who brings it, my high tower, and he's watching over us, never leave you, forsake you. And what else? Hallelujah, the stronghold that cannot be broken. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. A kingdom that cannot be shaken. Praise his name. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, the one who rescues me. Amen. Like I said, very encouraging words tonight. Psalm 18, verse 17. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. Oh, yeah. Who's the main one that's that way toward you? This word of truth is for all of God's created children, that your strong enemy, Satan, sin, death, and hell, you cannot rescue yourself from them. You need him. Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, yeah, the only way, the truth and life, the only answer. Psalm 31, verse 1. In you, O Lord, I have placed my trust in taking refuge. That's where we better be. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, rescue me, and he will. With his righteous right arm. Amen, this is true. Who is the righteousness of God? Our Savior, in King Jesus. Amen. Psalm 34, verse 7. Like I was saying earlier, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Amen. Amen. With all inspired reverence and worship him with obedience. And he rescues each of them. That's God's promise. That's God's word to you and me. Amen. Amen. This is a promise from our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for us right now. The angels of the Lord encamp around us who fear him with all inspired reverence and worship him with obedience. When we do this, this is what he will finally do. He will rescue each of us. Amen. Psalm 34, verse 17. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress and trouble. Praise God. Send out your SOS to the Lord. Do you think the Lord hears us now? I believe he does. And he will come to rescue us from all our distresses and troubles. Amen. Psalm 37, verse 40. The Lord helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them because why? Because they take refuge in him. They believe and trust in Jesus. That's why he does it. They believe. They depend upon him. Five things the Lord Jesus does for us. Number one, the Lord helps us. Amen. We need it so much these days. Glory to God. Number two, rescues us. Amen. Number three, rescues us from the wicked. Amen. And number four, he, Jesus Christ, saves us. Amen. And number five, why does he do all this? Of course, because of his love, mercy, and grace. But what else? Because they take refuge in him. They believe in him, trust in him, because we have a relationship with him and know he can. Amen? Again, how many places in the Word of God shows us his grace? Amen. Many places. Many places. Psalm 50, verse 22. Now consider this. You who forget God, you who forget God, or I will tear you into pieces and there will be no one to rescue you. You who forget God. I will tear you to pieces, and there will be no one to rescue you. It is not a good thing to forget God. It is not a good thing to turn or reject him. Mm-mm. Now, here is a clear warning to all who forget God in your lives personally. Whichever way that is, you will face this. I will tear you into pieces. And then you will no one to rescue you. God have mercy. You don't want to be in that place. Psalm 56, verse 13. For you have rescued my soul from death. Yes, and my feet from stumbling, so that I may walk before God in the light of life. Amen. 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 Not just physical death, but the big one, spiritual death. He rescued us and set us free that we may walk before God in the light of life, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Proverbs 11, verse 8. The righteous is rescued from trouble,
Now listen to this. And does this sound familiar of what's getting to happen? What's getting ready to happen? The righteous are rescued from trouble, and the wicked takes his place. Excuse me. You see what? You hear what's going to happen? Lord of mercy, isn't this something? In one verse, is this being shown by the Lord Jesus that this is about to happen? The righteous is rescued from trouble and taken to heaven, and those left behind, because all left behind at that very moment will all be wicked. They will take our place because they didn't trust and believe in Jesus personally. Amen. Wow. Is the Lord Jesus speaking tonight or what? Amen. Let us hear what you are saying to us, Lord Jesus. Amen. Warning people. It's going to happen. It's really going to happen. Proverbs 28, verse 26. He who trusts confidently in his own heart is a dull, thick-headed fool. Ouch. But he who walks skillfully and godly wisdom will be rescued because you know the truth. You know the word and the promises of God, and you believe him. Praise God. The dull, thick-headed fool, the prideful in themselves will not be rescued. But he or she who walks in the skillful and godly wisdom empowered by the Holy Spirit will be what? Rescued. The humble before the Lord and know we need him over anything of ourselves in this world. Amen? Isaiah 50, verse 2. Why, when I came, was there no man to greet me? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Is my hand really so short that I cannot redeem my servant? Do you hear what the Lord is saying? Or I have no power to rescue? Listen carefully. With my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers in the desert. Is that happening? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rivers are being dried up. Lakes are getting smaller. Their fish stink because there's no water, and they die of thirst. Hear clearly what the Lord Jesus is saying now for such a time as this. When he came, was there no man to greet him or even a place to stay? Even a place to stay. Well, now he stands at the door and knocks. He's doing something else, too. This is very important. Let's look. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door of the church and continually knock. Okay, talks about knocking, but listen to what else it says here. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, restore him, and he with me. So Christ is not only knocking, he's calling the people. Yes, I always knew and thought that he was standing at the door knocking, but what else? If anyone hears his voice. So just not a knock at the door, but our Savior speaking to people. But are they listening? I pray they do, because it is a matter of being rescued from death and hell. Amen? When the Holy Spirit showed me that last week in our Bible study, we are in our church here in Dublin, I was blown away. What kind of love he has for us. So personal, amen? Now, what else about this verse in Isaiah? The Lord Jesus is asking some very profane questions that pierce our heart. Number one, Is his hand really too short to redeem his servant? No. I think not. It reached across a cross. It reached across that cruel cross so he could. Amen. Number two, do I not have any power to rescue? Listen carefully. He does motivated by his love, mercy, and grace. Amen. This power of the love of God is greater than all of our sins and fears. Amen. Know this and believe. The next two scriptures from the prophet Zephaniah shows a clear contrast of those who will be rescued and those that are in sin and wickedness will not. Let me read the scripture that Sis has put up before we move on. Hebrews 10:30-31. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, retribution and deliverance of justice rest with me. I will repay the wrongdoer. And again, the Lord will judge his people, all of his created children. It is a fearful and terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God incurring his judgment and wrath. And if you look at the scripture before this, this is talking about trampling under the blood of Christ and insulting the spirit of grace. You don't want to be here because this is for those who reject him. For us, he took it on himself, the vengeance, the reputation, and the deliverance of justice from the Father, his judgment and wrath, so we don't face it. We couldn't handle it. Praise God that he did this for us because of love. Thank you. Thank you for that word, sis. Zephaniah 1, verse 18. Neither the silver nor their gold will be able to rescue them, as many think it will. On that day, the Lord's indignation and wrath. No. No money, no gold, jewelry, no Bitcoin, whatever. And the whole earth will be consumed in the fire of the jealous wrath. He will burn it up because it has this thing that's infected it called sin. For he shall make a full and complete end, indeed a terrifying one, of all the inhabitants of the earth. Well, we're not earth dwellers. Our citizenship is in heaven now. All you can say, you do not want to be here in this world at this time. Amen. God have mercy. People have no idea how terrible it's going to be. This is going to be worldwide. Worldwide. Zephaniah 2, verse 3. Seek the Lord. Search diligently for him and regard him as the foremost necessity of life. Oh, amen. We better. All you humble of the land who have practiced his ordinances and kept his commandments, seek righteousness, seek humility, regard them as vital, and they really are. Perhaps you will be hidden and pardoned and rescued in the day of the Lord's anger. We as believers, we will be. Right here, mainly, he's talking to the nation of Israel. But we, by his word and promises, will be. And we do not face God's wrath in the day of the Lord's anger. Because for us, he put it on his son. So we don't face it. He made a way there where was no way. And all motivated and empowered by his love and spirit. Everything of who he is that's greater than sin, death, and hell. Glory to his name. For us who do believe in him and trust him, you will be hidden. You will be pardoned by the life and blood who will rescue us before the day of the Lord's anger. Amen. The Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God. Luke 11, verse 4. And forgive us of our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, who has offended or wronged us. And lead us not into temptation, but rescue us from evil, or the evil one is what really the true scripture said, the evil one, and he has. Hallelujah. Amen. Rescue us from evil, truly the evil one. Amen. Acts 2, verse 21. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall be that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, and when you call upon the name of the Lord, look what you're doing. Invoking, adoring, worshiping the Lord Jesus shall be saved, rescued spiritually. Oh, hallelujah. That's the greatest rescue. So all who believe and trust the Lord Jesus shall be saved, which we see here means rescued spiritually. Oh, hallelujah. That's the eternal one. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 1:10. He rescued us from such great a threat of death and will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope, and he again will rescue us from danger and draw us near. Amen. Here's a clear picture and truth that the Lord Jesus rescued us from death, and in this life will continue to rescue us. On him and him alone we have set our hope. Amen. Now, doing this, what comes next? And he, Jesus Christ, will again rescue us from the danger of this world and draw us to him in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. The resurrection, redemption, rapture day. The day of redemption, the resurrection, rapture day. It's coming. Hallelujah. Do we all see clear scene tonight? Comfort one another with these words. One, we are learning this is Galatians 1, verse 4. Who gave himself as a sacrifice to atone for our sins, to save and sanctify us, so that he might rescue us from this present evil age, in accordance with the will and purpose and the plan of God and Father. Oh, hallelujah. Who gave himself? Jesus Christ, one, as a living sacrifice to atone us for our sins, to make right, to justly be satisfied. Amen. Number two, to save us. Amen. Number three, to sanctify us. Amen. Number four, he did all this so that he might rescue us from this present evil age. Amen. And number five, in accordance with the will and purpose and plan of our God and Father. Amen. Know this well, not man's will and purpose, not Satan's will and purpose, but God. Amen. Amen. Another clear picture how God saves us by his grace, mercy, and love expressed in his Son, Jesus Christ, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your encouraging words, and know whose we are and how much you love us. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, the promise of the Father through the Son, glory to God, and to look forward and confidently wait for the coming of his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who personally rescued us from the coming wrath and draw us to himself. Thank you, Lord, granting us all privileges and rewards of a new life with him. Oh, hallelujah. Rescued us. Glory to God. Okay, with many people say, we are in the tribulation. Oh, really? Or the seals are open now. Or say, we're going into the tribulation. You have God's word to tell them the truth right here. Jesus, who personally rescues us from the coming wrath, Amen. I think we know and learning more, trust in God, trust in Jesus, and not man. Amen. Christ didn't. He didn't trust any man. The Word said that. We should be learned and be very wise of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 3:2. And pray that we will be rescued from the perverse and evil men, for not everyone has the faith. That's true. God have mercy, but it is. I believe the Lord Jesus has done this for his true church and bride, getting us away from the perverse and the deceitful and evil men in sheep's clothes, or look like pastors or teachers, but are like vicious wolves. Amen? 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil assault, and he will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, yeah. Paul knew. The Lord Jesus will rescue us from every evil assault, to just like he did for the Apostle Paul. He will bring us very soon safely into his heavenly kingdom. Amen. 2 Peter 2:9. Then, in the light of the fact that all this is true, be sure that the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial. It made the biggest trial ever coming to the world's coming. And what else? And how to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment. Why would you want to be in a place that's going to be judgment for the unrighteous? If you're righteous in Christ, why do you want to be there? Are you really a believer? Do you really know that you are worthy in Christ to come before the Father? That seems like the big question. Most I can see why would people even think this, oh, we've got to prove ourselves. Oh, we've got to show that we're righteous. Oh, we've got to face judgment and wrath because we're not good enough. Why would anybody think that? When you know the truth of the Word, Christ took it for us. We couldn't handle it. Lord, have mercy that we pray that others would come to know the truth and have peace. And as the Word says, comfort one another with these words. Amen. He certainly does. Let us take heed to all this too. So praise God. What a truth. What a word of comfort. Be paid to separate here. There we go. What a word of comfort. From the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, for such a time as this, knowing that our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, has rescued us from sin, death, and hell. He has also set us free from the kingdom of darkness by saving us and redeeming us from our sin. He has also, praise God, saved us and rescued us from death, hell, and the grave forever. Amen. All this is because of the love, mercy, and grace of God, all motivated to do what is right. So his righteousness and justice is part of this too. Amen? But truthfully, what motivates God more than anything is his unconditional, everlasting love. His love given to us through his Son, Jesus' sacrifice, poured out to us abundantly now through the Holy Spirit as we wait for the promise of his blessed hope. Our glorious rescue from the sinful, lost world and go to heaven with him. Amen. So I finish what these two greatest rescues ever has been. One has happened. The other's coming very quickly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Romans 7, 23-25. Get a picture of where you're at with Christ, and you will be if you don't believe and trust him. But I see a different law and rule of action in the members of my body with its appetites and desires, waging war against the law of my mind and subduing me and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is within my members. Wretched and miserable man that I am, who will rescue me and set me free from this body of death, this corrupt mortal existence? Now, it says mortal existence. God have mercy. It will be a corrupt, immortal existence. If you die without Jesus, you will be left in the kind of nature and character you have because of the fall and of turning to Satan, Adam and Eve, instead of the Lord. Don't want you there. You got to keep reading. Thanks be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind serve the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, my human nature, my worldliness, sinful capacity, I serve the law of sin. The Apostle Paul is asking truthfully, crying out to God, who will rescue me and you out there, set me free from this body of death, this corruptible mortal existence? The answer. Thanks be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we know and see who is the only one who can rescue us from this kind of existence, Jesus Christ. Without believing in him and trusting him and having a real relationship with him, born again by the Holy Spirit, then you will face what Paul asked to be rescued from, a body of death forever, a corrupt, immortal existence, which is a second death forever. Amen. God have mercy. The Lord doesn't want you there. He made a way for all his created children to be saved, set free, and have eternal life. Now, the last scripture reference about the rescue that is truly coming, who were rescued through the life and blood of our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Colossians 1, verse 13. The caption for this scripture, the uncomparable Christ, the uncomparable. Nothing compares to him. For he has rescued us and drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness and has transformed us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Amen. Glory to God forever. And then hallelujah. Let me finish with this. The other part of this rescue that's coming, as the Lord leads, praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Move on. Yes, I did. I wonder about myself sometimes. Okay. Just trying to get it up. Get it right, brother, sister, so I can share in the archives. I just putting pages everywhere. Anyway, here we go. So the promise is Titus 2. Thank you, Lord, by the word of God. And this one is really because this is what the Lord thinks about you. Titus 11. From 11 through 14. Glory to the Lord. For this remarkable, undeserved grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It don't bring people to have a license to sin. It doesn't say that anywhere, does it? And it teaches us to what? What does it really teach us? The ones that are foolish and caught up in religion and works and traditions and man's foolish wisdom talk about a license of sin. But that's not what it teaches us. It teaches us to reject ungodliness and worldly moral desires and live a sensible, upright, and godly life. Life with a purpose that reflects spiritual maturity in this present age. Did you know that you really don't have a purpose in life until you come to Christ? That you do not know the will and purpose of your Father in heaven? Your Father that loved you so much that he gave his only son? That your life really has no direction or no future in eternity without Christ. Now, those who believe and trust Jesus, hear what the Spirit is saying, and this should be who you are and how you are waiting. Verse 13, awaiting and confidently expecting the fulfillment of our blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. Blessed hope and glorious appearing. This is not talking about Christ coming to the earth. It's talking about him in the clouds, and we're going to meet him up there. And how special are you? Who willingly gave himself to be crucified on our behalf? One. To redeem us and to purchase our freedom from all wickedness by his shed blood, what the Father would accept, and how we're set free by the enemy, by Satan, and to purify for him a chosen, you're chosen, very special, to be his own possession, who are enthusiastic for doing what is good. But that is your direction now. That is your nature now. And who really deep down wants to be here except what God wants us to be here and enjoying the time and life we have and to share the good news and to encourage our brothers and sisters. But somewhere inside you, you should be awaiting and confidently expecting and looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of Jesus coming and rescuing us. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. As the Lord wants these things shared and encouraged. And that you know what else? Jesus Christ is our rescue story. Thank you, Lord. You are our rescue story. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. There I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadow, holding out your hand, you met me there. Now where would I be without you? Where'd I be, Jesus? You are the voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me.
You are my rescue story. Lifted me up from the ashes. Carried my soul from death to life. Bringing me from glory to glory. You are my rescue story. You are. You are my rescue story. You are. Amen. Hallelujah. You were right in the pages before I had a name, before I needed grace. Oh, singing songs of redemption, because in time I ran away, doing louder than my shame. Thank you, Lord. Now would I be without you? I'd be Jesus. You were the voice in the desert, calling me out of the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You are my rescue story. Lift me up from the ashes. Carry my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. You are my rescue story. Hallelujah. He's never gave up on us. Never gave up on me. Oh, hallelujah. You are my testimony. Oh, hallelujah. Never gave up on me. Thank you, Jesus. Never gave up on me. You're my testimony. Oh, never gave up on me. He never gave up on me. You are my testimony. Oh, you were the voice in the desert, calling me out of the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You are my rescue story, lifting me up from the ashes, firing my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. Because you are my rescue story. You are. You are my rescue story. Never gave up on me. Rescue story. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody out there listening tonight, or anybody is listening to the archives, Jesus will not give up on you. He came to rescue you. He come to set you free. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, you feel like you're caught, you're in chains, you're in addiction, drugs, alcohol, gambling, anything, terrible things, corruption, whatever it is, Jesus can set you free. Jesus came to rescue you. He came to rescue the ones in spiritual darkness, in chains, the oppressed, the afflicted. You sense any of that in your life, know that the Lord is there, even in the darkness, handing out his hand for you to take hold by faith. Hear him knocking. Hear him calling out, come home. Come, my children. You tired and weary. Come to me. I'm here. I'm here to rescue. I'm here to save you. I'm here to deliver you and give you a life that my Father wants for you, and I do too. He'll do it. He's the only who really can. Other people will give up on you. Others will leave you. Others will put you down and judge you. Not Jesus. We're in the time of rescue. We're in the time of his grace. We're in the time of his love. And that we're in this time that we celebrate the first coming, and our glorious Savior has come. The Savior of the world. When God does something, he does it right. Not just Israel, but all the world God intended. And to be saved and free and rescued from sin, death, and hell forever. And that as we celebrate in this time, this song says it very clear. Compared to everybody else, of any being or anything,
who would do what God has done, as the Father gave his Son, and what the Son would done in the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The question is, how many kings? Listen to the words and hear the truth. There's only one. Glory. Follow the star to this place unexpected. You would believe for all we projected. A child in a manger, lowly and small and the weakest of all, like a little hero wrapped in a mother shawl. To just a child, this is what we've waited for. Hallelujah. Because how many kings would step down their throne? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? Amen. Many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is all torn apart. How many fathers gave their sons for me? Amen. Bringing our gifts for the newborn Savior, all that we had, whether costly or meek, because we believe. Gold for his honor, frankincense for his pleasure, and myrrh for the cross he would suffer. Do you believe it's as we waited for? Hallelujah! Glory! How many kings would step from their throne? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is all torn apart? How many fathers gave the son for me? Only one did it for me. Amen. Oh, all for me. Amen. Oh, for me, all for you, for me, all for you, all for me, all for you. All for me, all for you. How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least? Many gods have poured out their hearts. The romance of a world that is torn all apart. How many fathers gave their sons for me? Only one did it for me. For me. All for me. All for you. Amen. 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 Well, in this time, so many people get focused on a babe in a manger. But understand why he was born. He was born to bear the truth. He was born to bring the message, the will, and purpose of the Father. And that his life, his mission, was to bring salvation and life. His name meant Savior. What did that mean? Well, the Lord God showed Israel for years that it was going to cost something dear. For them, it was this animals, mainly lamb. But for him was his son. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So you don't face the judgment and wrath of God for that sin. What he asks of you is to make it personal, and you have to. Every one of us have to make that decision, and praise God that we have. We pray that others will. But that babe in the manger that is spoken of here, and the great miracle of it all, he grows up to be a man. And then he's making this is going to happen. Hallelujah. There's a holy wedding day coming. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. Holy wedding day by who Christ is and everything who he is and he has done. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
But it ends with the bride and the groom and the wedding by a glass.
Amen. Amen. Oh, death, where is your sting? Because I'll be there singing, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the story of a bride and wife waiting on a wedding day. Anticipation welling up inside, her groom is crowned a king. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, death, where is your sting? Cause I will be singing holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Worship. Praise him, our glorious King and Savior, the victorious one. Glory to the Lord in the highest. Worship. Praise his name. For he is holy, glorious and mighty. Thank you, Lord. For you are worthy. Thank you. Praise you. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. The Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy, yes, the Lord Almighty. Holy, 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 yes, the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, 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 yeah. The Lord Almighty. Story of the Son of God singing on the cross for me. Thank you, Jesus. And it ends with the bride and groom and the wedding by the glassy sea. It's the story of the bride and bride. Singing on her wedding day. All together that all was an instant to stand before her God and sing. Amen. The only one that can. Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that, brothers and sisters? See, all together that all was and is can stand before her God and sing that he is holy. And that the reason we can, because we are holy in him. The righteousness of the saint makes her holy wedding dress on the holy wedding day. And that this is a story about the Son of God hanging on a cross for me. And praise God, rising again. Isn't that amazing? And where it leads to. By what the Word of God says. And that he rescues us. And we're going to take us to a supper, a wedding like none has ever seen. So beautiful. So holy and true. Glory to the Lord. Isn't that powerful? That's what's coming. That's why he was born. And praise God, he's completed. Now we're in these last days, and God the Father is speaking to us through his Son, Jesus. Why has so many people missed it? Because they have not seen it or read it or had the Holy Spirit reveal it to them. And they've gone so many different paths. I remember I've been used to tell y'all there was 1,600 different kind of religion denominations. Not no more. There's even more. The roads got broader. Broader. Supposedly there's 3,200 now. God have mercy. Man makes it complicated, confusing. The devil makes it deceiving and lies. And so many ways of people breaking down the truth or giving half truths or their own silly wisdom and ideas of men. And they think they have the answer. Well, they do not. And all who believe that and go that way will believe the lie. God have mercy. But we know the truth of the gospel. And we have accepted it. And we believe in the truth. And we believe in God's word and promises. And hallelujah, he will rescue us. Very in this time and place, in his perfect way and time. But it seems like it's getting closer, and it is closely, of course, as time goes by. But in the spirit, do you sense what the Lord is saying? And as he brings us back and wants us to be encouraged, he says, don't lose hope. Know that I'm still coming. I'm coming. I want many to come. I want many to repent. So that's why I haven't come yet. But there will be a place. When the Lord says enough is enough, and then he'll come for his church and bride. Let us serve him well until then. Let us be a light. Let us be a witness. Let us be a voice. Let us be a song to lift up the name above all names, the name of love, the name of mercy, the life, the name of grace, the name of righteousness and truth, the name of justice and King is Jesus Christ. He makes us who we are. And he is our rescue story. Praise God. Amen. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters, that what the Lord is revealing tonight and what he's doing. All right. So hallelujah. Let me get a drink, and then we'll get into prayers, prayer requests. And I have some from the church I'm going to here in Dublin. And there's been answers to prayer, praise God, that Sis shared with me earlier, and you see her there. And her grandson, too, that we've been praying for her daughter and the baby inside. And we're going to call it a baby because that's what it is. It's a child. And that I think she said last she was here, sis, that a good report. That we continue to pray for, let's see where we're at here. I know I put it. Yeah, Kim. Pray for your daughter, Kim, and the baby. for health of the child. Hallelujah. We prayed for Anthony and they're healed, okay, and the family. They're coming to the church and being involved, praise God. Sis Connie, did you ever get your car fixed or the new transportation or whatever God has provided? We've been praying, sis, and if any new report, that'd be awesome. Continue to pray for Darren, our brother in Christ, and the one that we tried to, you know, lead and be a mentor as God leads, and for him and Sydney, and in the direction and wisdom and what God wants for their relationship. Continue to pray for Billy and Kelly, for guidance and wisdom of finding a place to live. Oh, amen. Okay, sis. Praise God. That's good news. The Lord, he provides. He watches over us. Let us celebrate and thank him. The other thing I said is pray for Billy and his daughter for reconciliation of his daughter. I pray that comes to pass and that we'll see her with them at church. That'll be awesome. We're still praying for blessing. Praying for the church for provision and blessing and provision. That's what it got. Blessing and provision, wisdom and guidance, and to be led by the Holy Spirit. We're putting this together and putting leadership together right now. We ask for that. Praise God that Logan has been healed. We say that. There's another one of them crosses going up. Praise God. Pray for breakthroughs that have happened. We believe that in the name of Jesus. We pray that strongholds have been torn down. We believe that spells and assignments and things of the devil have been broken in the name of Jesus as we pray and as we stand here and as we're going across the nation and the world, that the Spirit of God is moving, the name of Jesus is being lifted up, and by the power of his shed blood, the enemy has to flee. Victory on Jesus. And we pray for this as people cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. We continue to pray for Dr. Donahue. I haven't heard. I need to ask. I'll try to ask Don tomorrow about healing of his leukemia. We're praying for Sister Cole was here. Praise God. Good to see her. We pray for her mother to be healed of dementia and that would be given a mind of Christ. We pray for our great-grandson, baby Alex. He's healed. Praise God. We prayed for me and Sister Connie last week about our throats, and praise God, the Lord has healed us. Thank you, Jesus. I asked for prayer for my pastor, Pastor Victor, for healing. He's had a earache. I believed it was, he was sharing a testimony how God had touched him. And it then it seemed, brothers and sisters, that the enemy attacked him that night. I sensed something like voodoo, you know, like when they stick things in dolls or some kind of thing, because he said it was coming from the outside of his ear and not, you know, anything in. So he prayed against it in the name of Jesus that, you know, when you're a pastor or when you're a part of a church, you do have the enemy trying to come against you. They don't want the light to shine. They don't want people to receive the Savior. So we have to pray. And this is what God's called us to be prayer warriors. So we pray for healing for him. And we pray for another sister in Christ named Hannah and healing for our eyes. And the Lord is able to heal eyes. We saw that many times. He said, open the eyes of the blind. But he can heal Pastor Victor's ears and Hannah's eyes and the things that we have on these old bodies because, you know, he's a creator. He knows how to mend it. He knows how to recreate it, he has to. Hallelujah. So any other, praise God, any other prayer requests before we go, Lord, in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord that we pray that others understand it's one day at a time and trust Jesus in this time. Don't get so caught up and looking ahead and everything, but one day at a time in Jesus. Pray that we all understand it's one day at a time. And when there's no days here no more, we'll be in his presence. Amen. That's what it is. The Lord said himself, this, you know, this considered one day. That's all about you can handle. I hold the future. Amen. So pray for one day at a time in Jesus. And let him be in control. I think of that song from, I can't think of her name, the American Idol girl, Jesus Take the Wheel, Carrie Underwood. She had that song, Jesus Take the Wheel. Yeah. We need to let Jesus take the wheel, let Jesus be in control, and be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Anything? I know we're all in this time of hustle and bustle and family and events and coming together and things, that we let our light so shine in this time, a time to tell people there's a reason why the baby was born. He was become a man and to share the truth from his father, and that he was telling us the place we're at, that you need a Savior and I'm the Savior. And I'm going to do what the Father has told me to do to bring salvation and life. Believe and trust me. That's the great news, the greatest gift ever given. Ever given in this world is our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's the greatest gift. That's the one that's for eternal. Hallelujah. Everything else is temporary. There's good gifts, but the greatest is the Son of God. Because we had no way out. We were lost, sinful, wicked, and in prison forever. Jesus came to set us free, rescued us. He's our rescue story. I pray that others come to know that he is their rescue story. Thank you, Jesus. So, yes, that we would be a light and a witness. You know, I put up lights at the house. Reason to put up lights because it reminds me that Jesus is the light of the world. I pray, I'm sure, that's the whole idea of why there's light. Jesus is the light of the world. That we remind people of the light of God. Amen. Take advantage of it. Praise the Lord. A lot of people asking questions, wonder what's going on. A lot of opportunities. A lot of opportunities out there. Just common people, when you're shopping, when you're getting gas, whatever. I put out tracks. I put out tracks in the grocery carts. I put out tracks at the gas station. Leave tracks at tables. You know, and if they want to talk, talk to them. Me, when I was with my pastor, it's just funny how people open up and the waitress, you know, waitresses and let us pray for them. It's amazing how powerful God really is. It's taking that step. And no, don't worry about being rejected, whatever. That's the old flesh. Our concern is about that they hear the truth. They hear the truth. That's what's important. Because there's so many lies. So many deceptions, so many people misled. Isn't it awesome when you know the real truth and there's peace? Amen. All right, praise God. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer so we can get with Sis Jeanette, that she can sing that beautiful another carol that God's put on her heart? Man, they're so powerful, the words from them. All right. Father, we thank you and praise you as we look here, Lord. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, praise God, answered prayers, and that we put the crosses up because it reminds us of your great victory and that you make these happen in these people's lives. Glory to God. We continue to pray, Father, for other prayer requests, Lord, that we pray for Darren and we pray for Sydney that we would like to meet sometime, but we haven't yet, but we consider to pray for her and Darren as they have a relationship and as they want direction and wisdom about it. And, Lord, that they're a brother, sister in Christ, but there's a place sometimes that's even more as you have made it where we can come together as man and woman. Father, we just thank you for Brother Billy and Callie Joe and their little daughter named Blessing. Her daughter's named Blessing, brothers, sisters. She is a blessing. And, Lord, we pray for them. And I don't know the daughter's older daughter's name, Lord, but I pray that you would bring reconciliation and that she would come back to her father and that they can that spirit of reconciliation is moving in their lives and they would be drawn together and there'd be forgiveness and wonderful what you can do, Lord, and that she would be drawn and come and hear the truth of your word and come and be in fellowship with her father and her mother and the family of God in Jesus' mighty name. And continue to pray for guidance and wisdom and favor for finding them a place to live here in town in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for our church. We pray for the Lord's Hour. We pray for blessing and provision. Pray for all that serve here, me, Sister Jeanette, all that come here and part of the family here, Brother Elvie, Sister Carla, Sister Strela, Benjamin, and all others, Lord, and their families. We pray for blessing, provision, and wisdom and guidance by the Holy Spirit for each one of us and for our church here, Calvary Fellowship here in Dublin, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the pastor and his family, for all who serve and all part of it, Lord. We thank God, Lord, and praise you. We pray, thank you for the breakthroughs and what's happened in the name of Jesus daily. We thank you, Lord, and pray for Brother Dr. Donahue, has been a good man and a believer and trying to help people of healing of their bodies. And we pray against leukemia in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing, Lord. We pray against the spirit of cancer, of this in like a cancerous in the blood or poison in the name of Jesus. We pray you cleanse his blood with your cleansing blood, Lord. By your stripes, we are healed. I pray that would flow in Brother Donahue in the name of Jesus and see the testimony and the life of God in him. Lord God, we thank you for Sister Cole, our sister in Christ, who comes here every once in a while, but we still know her and know as a sister and see her Facebook. Well, we pray for her mother, and we pray for healing of dementia and Alzheimer's. We pray against it in the name of Jesus. And we pray for healing and that her mind will be renewed in Christ. We honor and praise you, Father. Father, we pray and thank you for the healings you have given us and renewed and strengthened us in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray and ask for healing of Pastor Victor's ear. Take away this earache, I pray, Lord, and open up any kind of obstruction or any kind of infection in the name of Jesus, and that you would make his ears be able to hear physically, yes, but spiritually too, even more in the name of Jesus. We pray against any kind of assignment or wickedness or anything that would try to come against him and his family in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the power of the blood, the enemy you have to leave. And we rebuke you in Jesus' name. We pray for Hannah, Lord. Touch her eyes. Touch her eyes and let her see you, Lord. And let the brightness of you, Lord, just heal her eyes and renew them and strengthen her. And, Lord, that she looks and understands and believes and trusts you in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we pray in this time as we understand all that's going on and what you're telling us. Pray for one day at a time in you, Lord Jesus, and believing and trusting you each day, letting you lead and guide. Know that you know what's best and that you're with us through it all and you love us very much. We're very grateful for this time, Lord, that we can come together. And we come together to lift your name, Lord. We come to hear you speak to us through your word and revelation in whatever way you want to, Lord. You do it many ways. And you bring comfort and peace in our hearts. And as we study and learn more from you and your word and the Spirit reveals how much you truly love us, Father. How much you truly love us, Lord Jesus. And how much you truly love us, Holy Spirit, as you live within us. We're very grateful because, Lord, you are pure love, and there's nothing greater than that. And we're very grateful that you're within our life, and you have changed us with your love. We honor and praise you, and thank you for this night and this time. I pray, Lord, that you anoint us and refresh us and strengthen us as we go into this weekend. And that we would be the witness and light you have called us. For the light of the world has come. As we see Christmas lights going up, it is pointing to the glorious light that has come in the darkness. Hallelujah. And it still shines right now at this time of grace. Thank you again, Lord. We praise and honor you. and give you all the glory and praise. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful night. What a wonderful word of encouragement. Praise God. Now we'll let Sister Nett come and sing this beautiful song that God has put on her heart, praise God, to praise our Lord and to encourage us and remind us of the time we live and who to focus on. Amen, sis. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank God for our Lord. Oh, it's so exciting to be sons and daughters of God, isn't it? Behold, what manner of love God has given to us, that he calls us his sons and daughters. Amen. Amen. Bless you, sis.
Amen,
get
brother.
Your drink. Get your drink. It's a good thing to wet your throat.
I know. I drink water.
Amen. Amen, sis. I drink the favorite drink here in Texas, tea, iced tea. All right.
I know
you go ahead.
Okay, brother.
Bless you.
Cheers. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God, sis.
Amen.
Amen. So true. Hallelujah. It's awesome that Jesus Christ is our rescue story from sin, death, and hell, and he'll be our rescue story when he takes us all home to heaven very soon. Well, praise God. Thank you, sis. Bless you. It's good that you're back. I thank God for you and Brother Andrew and Sis Connie and whoever else is listening and in the archives. But I'm very grateful for you wanting to serve the Lord and be part of this. I'm very grateful and grateful we all can come
Amen.
Together. And what the Lord is revealing is so awesome. I'm very grateful for
Amen.
Him. Well, you have a blessed
yes.
evening
and, glory.
And weekend. And we send our love and prayers your way, and thank you.
Yes,
thank you,
well, Brother and Brother, Brother Andrew and Sister Connie, Sister Brenda. Shalom all. Good night. I love you,
right.
Brother.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bless you, sis. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody's gone, so glory to God. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.